إن الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، دي آيات ريسيتد دي فرست ركعات immediately following آيات الكرسي beginning with لا إكراه في الدين. The أسباب النزول of these آيات is that the Banu Nadir, which was one of the Jewish tribes which lived in Medina, they committed treason, for which the punishment of that time and this time is also the same, which is death. But Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam chose not to use that punishment, but instead they were banished from Medina. And even that banishment was done in a way where they were permitted to take whatever they wanted with them. So when they were leaving and going, it so happened that there was a superstition among the Arabs of Medina of the time, they had a sort of high infant mortality at that time among the Arabs. For whatever reason, Allah knows best. So there was a superstition among the Arabs to say that if their children are brought up by the Jewish people, then they don't die. So a lot of the Arabs had given their children to the Banu Nadir to bring up. So when the Banu Nadir were leaving Medina, these Arab children also were going with them. So the parents now came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they said, what shall we do? Our children they were living with the Banu Nadir, but now the Banu Nadir are leaving, so we want our children back. What should we do? Should we force them to stay back, or should we let them go, or what should happen? And that is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayats. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَا إِكْرَهَ فِي الدِّينِ قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there is no compulsion in religion. And the point to remember in these ayats is that many times today, our modern day Muslims try to use this ayat to justify all kinds of nonsense that they do. This ayat came for the people who are not Muslims. Choose, do you want Islam or you don't want Islam? Once you are in Islam, then it's not a question of saying choose whatever you want to do. No, in Islam there is Samayana wa Atana, Ghufrana ka Rabbana wa Ilayka al-Masir. The Muslim is bound by the rules of Islam. He didn't make the rules, he can't break the rules. He is bound by the rules of Islam. Before you come into Islam, there is no compulsion. It is up to you. You want to take it, you take it. You want to leave it, you leave it. Yeah? And both the paths have been shown clearly. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ. It has been clearly shown what is guidance and what is not guidance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the one who leaves the taghut, the one who leaves the false gods and the false beliefs and the false ideologies and has faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brings iman, this person has grabbed a handhold and this handhold will not break. And that handhold is the handhold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where a person chooses Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, once you grab hold of the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not break. Allah will ensure that this handhold is held until you enter into Jannah, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us this handhold that will never break, inshallah. And that is the key thing. And the reason I remind myself and you today with this is because yesterday we talked about making choices. We said the opportunities are there, up to you to choose it or not to choose it. Later on you can't say, I never had the opportunity. Everybody has an opportunity. Everybody has opportunities. Opportunities are there in the world. We all have opportunities to lead good lives. We have opportunities to have good health. Everybody has. Issue is, do we choose that opportunity or not? What do we do with that opportunity? And that's why it is important for us to make the right choices. And this is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, showing the same thing. Even in the case of Islam, even in the case of Jannah or Jahannam, there is a choice. Do you want to go to Jannah or you want to go to Jahannam? You want to go to Jannah, doors are open. You want to go to Jahannam, doors are also open. So the question is for us to make the right choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not compel anybody to go into Jannah or into Jahannam. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compelled, then there is no question of any hisab on the day of judgment. You know, I mean, you made me do it, so I'm going to answer to whom? So that is obviously that is not the right logic, and that is not what is Islam. So that we don't believe in the qadar, which is jabariya. We do not believe in a destiny which we are forced, which is forced upon us. We have no choice. No, we have choices. We have limited choices. As I always keep saying, you know, we have the choice to eat something. What that thing will do to you, you have no choice on it. But you know very well, I have, supposing for example, if you say I have diabetes, you can still eat, you know, I say I want to eat 1 kilogram of khalakhat, no problem, right? So please go ahead, eat if you want to eat 1 kilogram of khalakhat. Make sure that the Qabristan is ready and people are ready, ready to do your salam to janaza and everything. So make sure all the arrangements are there. And you eat your khalakhat, no problem. So Allah does not prohibit you. I mean, Allah does not hold your hand. So the point is, we have to make our choices, make the right choice. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, pick, make the right. And that's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the ayat came. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, that do not compel them, tell them this, up to them, if they want to choose to stay back along with the Muslims, that is their choice. If they want to go with the Banu Nadir out of Medina, that is their choice. We do not compel them, but make it clear to them, this is the choice. If you choose to stay back and if you choose to accept Islam, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are grabbing hold of the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which that handhold will not break until you reach Jannah. And if you decide to pick the other side and you want to go there and you want to follow misguidance, then that also is clear. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu waliyul ladina amanu yukhrijuhum minaz zulumati ilan nur. Allah is the wali of the people of faith, of the believers, and He extracts them from darkness into light, from misguidance into guidance. And that is walladina kafaru awliyahum at-taghut, and those who deny, their friends and their awliya are their own, whatever they create, you know, their own ideologies and their own gods and so forth. يُخْرِجُونَهُمْ مِنَ النُّورِ إِلَى الظُّلُمَاتِ, and they take them out from guidance into misguidance. Now you might say that how is it that if these people are, if they are denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they are already in darkness. So how do you say they are coming out of light into darkness? When light into darkness refers to the fact that all of us on the fitrah is light. We are born on a fitrah of purity. Our birth is on purity, is on haqq. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a small child dies before he reaches puberty, before he reaches the age of making a choice, this child is inshallah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. Similarly, if there are any people who live before in a place where is no guidance has come to them, Islam has not come to them, and they live in that state and they die in that state, maybe somebody living in the middle of the Amazonian rainforest or something, Wallah alam, if they die, then this is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But someone who has been shown the path, and somebody who has been given guidance, and that person chooses to refuse, that's a different matter. You choose to refuse, that up to you. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He created us with goodness. هُوَ الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَ. He created everything in the best way, in the best possible way. And then, of course, we decide to tomorrow, as far as happy, we decide to go back into a state of impurity and a state of disgrace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from that and to enable us to make the right choices. But again and again, I remind myself and you, the whole issue is to make the right choices, pick the right choices. And each choice comes with its own attachments. So, the choice comes with good attachments, something comes with. So, let us choose the ones. And this is again an open book exam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave it for us to guess and decide on the basis of our own logic and thinking. It's an open book exam. The book is called the Quran al-Kareem, and the one who came to teach it is Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught it and who demonstrated it. Inshallah, inillahi ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, we'll talk about the sunnah tomorrow. But very important to understand this. There's no secret, there's no guesswork needed. It's all open, all clear, everything has been clearly explained. Now, it's like a no-brainer. And why would you want to choose something which leads to destruction unless you do not believe? And that's where the whole issue of belief comes in. Because if you believe that this kitab is true, then there is no question of picking something else. Right? So if you are not doing something which is in the Kitab, then it goes back. You have to think back and say, do I really believe this book is true at all? Because if we say this Kitab is true, if we say this is our iman, that the Quran al-Karim is true, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then where is the question of doing something which the Quran has prohibited? How can you do that? I mean, it's completely, you know, it's an oxymoronic statement. I believe the Kitab is true, but I will still do something which the Kitab is telling me will take me to Jahannam. Makes absolutely no sense. Makes zero sense. So if somebody is doing that, seriously, that person must think and say, do I really believe this book is true? So am I actually in Islam at all? I mean, that's the whole point. Because if you believe the book is not true, then you are not even in Islam. Because somewhere else, it's high time to correct that situation. And a very good time to do all of that is in Ramadan al-Kareem, which is where we are. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of guidance for us. The doors are already open. We ask Allah to help us to see that they are open. And we ask Allah to ease the path into those doors. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to grab a handhold which will not break until we are in Jannat al-Firdaus al-Ala. Bi ghayri hisab. We ask Allah for His mercy, for His forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.